ॐ नमदां पूर्णमिदं पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णश्च पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ईशावास्यं इदं सत्यं यत्किं तच्चरत्यां जगत् असूर्यानामपि लोका ृतः कान्तिभिश्चाभिगच्छन्तिः अनीतम् मनितो देवो नैनदेवा आपतन्म तद्धावतान्यानक्तीति तिष्ठस्मिन् नपो मातरिष्ठा ददाति तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरेतत्थन्तिके तत्थन्तरश्च सर्वस्याम् तदू सर्वस्यासभायुतः जस्तु सर्वाणि भूतान् नात्मन्निवानुपस्थति सर्वभूतेषु चापानम् तथोगाम् विजुगुप्सति यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतान् आत्मैवाभुद्विजानतः तत्र को मोहात्मभूत एकत्वम् अनुपश्यतः अभियम् शुद्ध्यम् अपापविद्यम् कवीर्मनीषी परिभूषम्भो यथात्थसोऽज्ञान् मदधाच्छास्तीग्रस्तमाभ्य विल एक्सप्लेन् फर्स्ट् आर् सेकेण्ड् हरे कृष्ण If you ask. Yes, anyone if you can. Whatever you have realized, you can say without saying it. Vishavasam idam sadvam.
In the Bhagavad Gita, they describe the different types of energies of Krishna. Part of the creation and half part of the creation. Superior energy and the inferior energy. The inferior energy is made up of these gross elements, earth, air, fire, water and heat. And the subtle energy or the subtle material elements, the sky, speaking mind, intelligence, is called ego. These make up the far creatures, the inferior energy of the Lord. The living entities, they are the superior energy of the Lord. They are half part of the creatures. And henceforth,
Why a living entity is superior than energy? Can anyone explain? Why living, yes, stand up?
Well, it is stated that the living entity of the jiva soul belongs to the jiva tattva, that characteristic falls into that characteristic of the Lord's energy. He is
no. Well, the question is, why the living entity is called superior energy? That is the question. The matter, earth, water, air, fire, sky, they are inferior energy. And why the living entity is called superior energy? You can explain? Yes, Sandra? The part and parcel, this material energy also, part and parcel. Because energy
it's separated,
and this also, living energy is also separated. In this sense, one sense, nothing is separated. But at the same time, separate. But the question is, why the living entity is called superior energy? Yes?
The living entities are conscious of the material energy is not.
Yes, that is also one of the reasons. The living entity is conscious, whereas the material energy is not conscious. This is one of the, yes?
The living entity is also eternal and unchanged, whereas the material energy is subject to change as needed.
Yes, that is also. And the most important is that living entity is superior in this sense that the living entity can control over the material energy. Just like in this temple, all this paraphernalia which we have got, this is made of matter, earth, water, and fire, air. But the living entity has molded for its purpose. And it can utilize the material energy, just like modern scientists, they are utilizing It's like you American people, this land of America, before you're coming from European countries, because they can ban the people who live here, they could not utilize, but you have developed by your intelligence a very nice country with industry, with nice roads. So this is superiority, that the living entity can have some control over the material energy. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jayagam Bhargati Jagat. The importance of this material world is due to the living entities. This Los Angeles city is valuable so long the living entities are there. The body is valuable so long the living entity, soul, is there. Therefore it is superior. But that superiority is being misused. That is conditioned life. We are conditioned because our superior position than the matter, we are misusing. How we are misusing? We have forgotten. So although I am superior energy than the matter, but still I am subordinate to God. That he is forgetting. The modern civilization, they do not care for God because people are superior than matter. They are simply trying to exploit matter in different ways. But they are forgetting that we, either in any American or Asian or China or India, we are all subordinate to God. This is a mistake. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavan sakar. They have forgotten Krishna and they want to enjoy this material world. This is their disease. Now, our duty is to invoke their Krishna consciousness. That you are superior, that's all right. But you are subordinate to Krishna. You cannot enjoy, but you can. Just like you have decorated this temple, not for our sense gratification. What is the difference between our students and ordinary man? They are also decorating their apartment very nicely. We are also doing the same. But the purpose is different. We are doing it for Krishna. And they are doing it for them. So our superiority is there. Either I am trying for decorating my personal apartment, I am trying to decorate this temple. My superiority is there because I am utilizing matter for my purpose. But when it is utilized, his intelligence is applied to utilize this matter for Krishna, then his life is successful. The superior intelligence should be utilized for the benefit of Krishna. Krishna te okila chesta. Then your life is successful. And the same superior energy, if you apply it for your sense gratification, it will entangle and anxiety. And then you will have to change your body one after another. That is going on. So, the supreme controller is Krishna. Either on this inferior energy or superior energy. Superior energy means that we can control over the material world. Not completely. That is also under condition. But we have got some control over this material world. But Krishna has control over us also. We cannot do anything out of our own whims. Just like we are manufacturing this nice microphone with intelligence. Just like you American people, you are manufacturing so many nice things. And why other people, they cannot manufacture? What is this? You are also superior energy, and before you, the Red Indians, they are also superior energy. The animal is also superior energy. The cow, for example, that is also living entity, superior energy. And a man, he is also living entity, superior energy. But the man is sending the cow to the slaughterhouse. It is helpless. And the man is powerful. How this distinction? How this distinction? That distinction is due to the superior control, Krishna. Krishna has given man superior intelligence. Superior intelligence in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 15th verse, we find that sarvasya chaham vidhisannivishtam. I am sitting within the heart of everyone. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. One can memorize or forget on account of me. Therefore, superior energy is giving intelligence to the human form of body. That you do this. You do this means not principally. He wanted to do it. But sometimes he forgets. And Krishna reminds, you wanted to do this, you can do this. Here is an opportunity. Although I was superior intelligence, that is also controlled by Krishna. If Krishna gives you intelligence, then you can manufacture this nice microphone. Otherwise, you cannot. Therefore, Ishavasam idam sattvam. In every sphere of life, there is control of Krishna. Jat kinchit jagat kyaana. Anything which is going on within this world. Jagat. Jagat means this world which is making progress. Tena gattena bhunjitha. Therefore, we shall have to voluntarily accept the superiority and accept only prasadam. Whatever he kindly allows, you can take it. That's all. You cannot encroach upon others. That is superiority. But people are encroaching. Therefore, they are becoming entangled. If they accept what is offered by Krishna, then there is no trouble. But if they encroach, then there is trouble. So you read every slow, every mantra. Whenever you get time, you read the purpose, you read the meaning. The whole philosophy is there. Now as you are growing, there will be so many questions, so many philosophers. But our philosophy is so sound and solid. that we can meet any philosopher of the world. Any philosopher. But you have to learn it. The books are there. Your intelligence is there. The guidance is there. Because we are preaching, sometimes we have to meet opposing elements. So if you cannot answer properly, that will be disqualification. So every one of you should learn this philosophy. As soon as you are able to, guide yourself or save yourself from the attack of the opposing element, then you will know that you are making progress. Otherwise, of course, there are different stages of devotional life. But so far we are concerned, we have to preach. That is the second platform of devotional life. And the second platform, not only to love God, but to make friendship with devotees who is loving God. That is society. Our society is devotees. So we should not only practice to love God, but we shall make friendship and love the devotees also. And then those who are innocent, those who do not understand what is Krishna, we shall preach. And those who are atheists against God, we shall avoid. So this is second stage. And on the highest stage, of course, there is no, he is Paramahansa. And that don't you try to imitate Paramahansa. That is very topmost stage of devotional life. Even if you are on this topmost stage, when you are preacher, you have come to the second platform, this stage. So you have to raise yourself from the lower stage to the second stage. And if you are in the highest stage even, then you have come to the second stage for preaching. The preaching was four visions. Ishwari Tadodhineshu Balishishu Dishastrishu. God, Krishna, His devotee, innocent, and the atheist. So we are concerned with three, with God, the devotees, and the innocent. To love God, to make friendship with devotees, and to teach the innocent. And those who are atheists against God, avoid. Don't talk. Useless waste of time. Whatever you want, all I say, you are very great. That's all. Don't talk with them. Simply waste of time. But if one is inquisitive, just like this guy, he wants to learn. As I say, offer your obeisances. He does it. Oh, he should be taken care of very much. Develop. But that is also one of the offenses out of the 10 offenses. One who is disinclined to understand what it is chanting. You should not bother yourself to convince him. Just like in hospital, in especially in the war field, there are many wounded soldiers are coming, but the doctors see that the soldier which has got the chance of living take care more perfect. and if soul there which is anyway going to die, they do not take care much. Because it is useless, he will not leave. Similarly, the atheists will have to suffer. They will have to meet God in the form of death in so many ways. So, by suffering, when a day will come that he will understand God, at that time, preaching to him is best. We do not expect that our preaching will be appealed to everyone. It will be useful for the devotees, for the innocent, not for the atheist. So, try to understand the philosophy very nicely, because we are going to preach, so many opposing elements will come. So you have to defend yourself. The more you can defend yourself from the opposing elements, the more you are advancing. You should know. That is the test. That is the test. Because you are a preacher, so you have to test yourself, how you are making advance. Don't be self-complacent, oh, I have advanced very much. Your advancement will be tested when you can meet opposing elements. Not that when the opposing elements come, let him talk with Guru Maharaj or Sri Jalman. Why? What for you are being taught? So you should be very careful to understand this philosophy. Otherwise you are not making progress. Progress means you shall defend yourself from the opposing end. That is what. Thank you.